The University of Mary Hardin Baylor finished the football season like they started, undefeated. The Crusaders beat defending champion Mount Union 24-16 in the D3 title game this year, the Stag Bowl, to win the program's second title in the last three seasons. Hello, everybody. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show you sponsor with a tax-deductible contribution to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find out more at WWIB.com. It's the second straight championship for UMHB quarterback Luke Poorman. The junior from Orlando transferred to Mary Hardin B from Mount Union after last season. And he is back with me on the show today. So this is, what, the second title in the last 3 years for UMHB. Luke, tell me a little bit about the football program down there in Texas, south of Dallas, Mary Hardin Baylor, relatively small Christian school. What's the football culture like down there?
I'd say the culture that Coach Fredenberg has put together is one that's really unique. Very leadership and character oriented in terms of what they ask for from their leaders. And they ask you to be extremely vocal. They ask you to work hard every single day, which every school does, but I mean, we do Oklahoma's every single day at practice, you know, for the O-line and for the O-line, D-line, and then we do stuff for, like, receivers and corners and linebackers, running backs. We do that every single day. Like, a physicality aspect is, like, extremely prominent as, hey, we're going to be a physical football team. But then just the way that Coach Fredenberg leads the team and, like I said, the leadership aspect. It's just something different than what I had been around before.
Yeah, and by the way, Oklahoma's are full contact drills in practice. It's pretty serious stuff when you get right down to it. So like I said, you spent some time at Mount Union, transferred to Mary Hardin Baylor. And last time you said it, you transferred because you just were not getting the playing time, even though you felt like you performed on the field good enough to be the starting quarterback. It just wasn't happening up there in Alliance, Ohio. But you did have chances to play from time to time. And when you did, you showed brilliance. In fact, what'd you have, six TD passes in one playoff game for the Purple Raiders?
Yeah, that was... Yep, I started in the quarterfinal of my sophomore year at Mount, and I threw for six touchdowns and ran for one. it was a pretty crazy game, you know. I had no idea that I was even going to be starting that week. I didn't get told I was starting until the Wednesday of that week. You know, I've been waiting for that moment all year. I had kept telling myself, and God told me when I didn't get to start at the beginning of the year, he told me, and I remember this, I remember hearing him, he told me, hey, you're going to be needed by the end of the year, just be patient. And so going into that week, I had a meeting with the offensive coordinator, and, you know, he told me, he asked me if I had thought about transferring, and at that point I hadn't at all, but I told him, I was like, you know what, I'm not really bummed about it, because I'm gonna be honest, God told me that you're going to need me by the end of the year, whether it's this week, next week, or the national championship. You're going to need me to help win a football game. And sure enough, 2 days later is when he told me that I was going to be starting that week. So got the opportunity and saw everything that God had planned for me up to that point, and it was pretty crazy.
Yeah, crazy indeed. That's incredible stuff. And just because you say yes to Jesus and give him your life doesn't mean that you're never going to struggle again, that you won't live through disappointments and rejection. You're living proof of that. How do you resolve, Luke, the fact that God is good all the time?
That's one thing that I'm still Like I've kind of come to grips with it at some points, and then sometimes it's like, man, like God, what are you really doing here? You know, I've had all these things happen. Why can't something go, like me being myself, is like, man, why can't something go my way once? But in all reality, it's exactly how God is planning it. But I just can't see it yet. And sometimes what I want isn't what's best for me, you know? And it's definitely hard day in and day out to, or like when I got hurt. Man, God, it was just about to be the playoffs. I was starting to play, and how come I got hurt? Or when I was at Mount, man, God, I outperformed this guy, and I wasn't able to play. Like, what are you doing? And so it's tough. I don't think there is, like, a way to prepare yourself for it, you know, because those things hit you like a truck. But if you stay rooted in God and, you know, just talk to him and then fall back on a support system that's rooted in him as well, I feel like that's the best way to do it.
Yeah. Ultimately, our hope is found in him, not in accomplishments, not being the starting quarterback for a college football team, whatever it might be, specifically in my life and the lives of our listeners. But it's letting God live through us and showing his glory. Well, Luke, thank you for doing that. You've done it on Sports and Commentary today in the past couple of days. Appreciate it very much, and we will hopefully have another chance to connect on the show. Thanks for coming by. Luke Poorman, the 6-foot, 190-pound junior quarterback for D3 champion Mary Harden Baylor in college football this year. God bless you.
Appreciate it. God bless. Have a great one.